Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News team.
Good afternoon. I'm Maggie Wall, and you're listening to Talk of the Rock. And today we have a fun one, a full studio. I love it when we have full studios. We get to meet a lot of different people who have a lot of good ideas and thoughts on things. And today we're going to be talking about Coffee with God, which has a very interesting concept. And I looked it up online last night to kind of get a feel for what it was about. And it sounds like it's going to be kind of a fun, but it seems like he ends up being serious and he learns valuable lessons in the end, which I guess is what we like about plays, is to be entertained and also learn something that we can take with us. So we have 5 people in the studio. Several of them have been here before and several of them not. And one has a musical instrument. So this will be lots of fun. We're going to start on my left. As I usually do, we've got Jeremiah Myers.
Hey, good evening. Afternoon.
Afternoon, Jeremiah.
It's afternoon.
12:30. And so what is it you do in the play?
I have the omnipotent role of God.
We have to keep reminding him not to let it go to his head.
Right. And it only counts when you're on stage.
Yeah,
got
true.
It, Jeremiah. Only when you're on stage do you get to be acting like God.
He's never on my checklist, but it is really fun.
Okay, and we've never met, have we?
I don't believe we have. I am Derek Rochelow. I have the honor of playing Cal, a young ingenue who is just chilling in a coffee shop and God strolls on.
A young ingenue?
Yes, so my character writes short stories and plays, but that's not the focus. It's just a little backstory.
Got it. And then Mary Patterson, everybody here at KMXT knows Mary.
Good afternoon.
Mary, could you twist that mic towards you?
Good afternoon.
Thank you, yes. And so you're the director.
Yes, that's correct.
I always get them confused, director and producer, because in radio, if you're the producer, you're the one that kind of puts it all together.
So the producers would be the Fairwind players.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so this last one that you did was Aura.
Yes.
And now we have Talking to God. And I couldn't help but notice there's kind of, I don't want to say like a woo-woo theme here, but there's kind of a mystical, otherworldly sort of a theme to these that you've picked up. That wasn't the intention, huh?
No, that was not the intention.
Sorry about that. And?
Joanne Brody here.
That's right, Joanne. I thought that was you. I can't see you past the accordion. I know you're going to play, I'm gathering.
I think we might try something.
Oh, I'm excited about that. That'll be lots of fun. Last week we had the guitar players in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So music 2 weeks in a row. And then Cece.
Hi. I'm the dog body. I run around. I'm also I'm doing sounds for the play, and I'm the waitress. So if you want some coffee, that'd be really nice to me.
Well, we'll keep
that
in mind.
You tip her well.
Yes, and don't really be like God. God doesn't tip me out very much.
Jeremiah.
Well, the offering hasn't been too good lately.
So you said the dog body?
Yeah, a dog body is a person who does whatever the director wants her to do.
Oh,
technically she's part tech. She's doing the sound.
I'm doing the sound and the curtains. And I have a walk-on part where I serve coffee.
Oh, okay. A dog body. I'd never heard that.
I
basically
never heard that either.
The gopher.
Yes, I'm a gopher.
All right. So let us talk about the play itself. This is starting on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And that's the only times it plays, right? Those two nights. And it's at the pod.
It's in the drama pod.
Jones. And what time?
The doors open at 6:30 and the play starts at 7:00. And you can get your tickets at the door, and they will be $12.
And both nights, 6:30 and 7?
Yes.
And $12 at the door. All right, so Jeremiah, tell me what it's like to be God. What is your role in this play? And give me a little more. I'm sure there are people who would say, that kind of suits your personality.
Oh,
you didn't have to try too hard on that one.
I'm humbled to play this omnipotent role. You know, the idea of you sitting in like King's Diner and having someone sit down next to you and know things about you that nobody else knows might make you believe he's God. And we have some of that in this play. And there's a little, like you said earlier, a little mystic to it. And it makes you, it stretches your imagination to think, if I had the chance, what would I ask God? You know, would I have him define some injustices I had in my life? Or would I just want to explain the big picture explained? And there's some of that in this play that makes you smile, and some of it makes you think. It's really a cool role.
Oh, cool. Now, Derek, you are the person God is talking to, kind of like the computer geek, yes?
Yes, I am Cal, someone who has started off their adult life, has got a family going on. They've kind of found their place in the world, but then God comes along, and at first, as any rational person, he doesn't really believe him at first, but after a little bit of convincing, Cal comes to understand that he is actually talking with a divine being. So, as Doc stated, he asks some questions about his life. He, as they come to mind, he asks, just trying to figure out exactly what's going on, trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. And it's lots of fun.
And we don't want to give away the end of the story, I guess not. But what did we learn from this? Did we learn anything? Am I going to walk away with a feeling like, oh, yeah, God had advice for me? Or, oh, yeah, I can really relate to Derek, who is playing Cal, right?
Yes. So, without trying to give away too much, Cal comes to find a sense of belonging. He has been thrown off course a couple times, and it's really confused him, but has also defined where he went with his life and how he decided to pursue different things. And things have, while going bad, he's also been granted a few,
Miracles.
Yes.
Except for parking. He couldn't get parking in Times Square.
Not parking. No, goodness, no. That's too much to ask for.
And so then, Derek, what did you personally learn from this? Have you taken anything from this, or is it just a play and it was fun and you've enjoyed being around your friends and making new friends?
Actually, as it turns out, the way the playwright writes God and writes God's character and the reasoning behind why God does things, it coincidentally enough lines up with my personal beliefs. So that was actually lots of fun to go in and be able to really, really connect. That's what has been the most fun for me.
Got it.
Not having an issue with getting into it.
I did.
Oh, yeah. And then, Mary, you're saying something there?
I was just going to have Can Derek you... tell the cast.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
So we have God as Doc Myers. I am Cal, Derek Rochelow. Rosalind, my mother, is played by Elle Saltonstall. Harold, my father, is played by Terry Haynes. The waitress is Cece Esparza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, oh, shoot. Our lovely, lovely musical accompaniment accordion player is Joanne Brody, and we have some lovely tango dancers that step in as Gil Yama and Alexis Cable, and an understudy. Mike Wall is an understudy for different parts.
Got it. Now, this play, this cafe, this internet cafe, or is it just a coffee shop?
Just a coffee shop.
They got a lot of activity going on there in that coffee shop.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
It's New York. Is it New York City?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, that might explain it. All right. So, Mary, grab that mic, if you would. Tell me, why did you choose this play?
Well, you know me.
Yeah,
I like to look at a lot of different plays, and this one just grabbed me. It's just like... You know, it's in these troubled times, you know, we just need to just take a moment and just think about other things other than what's really going on in the world. And I thought maybe people might want to see something a little different.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose this play.
Got Got it. Now we're going to go to Joanne. And Joanne, you know I'm going to ask you to play some music here in just a moment. So you just play music? Do you get to talk?
No, I don't get to talk, which is just fine. And but I was happy that Mary asked me. I've seen a few of the things she's done. And, of course, I listen to her on the radio frequently when I'm out the road. And so she does interesting stuff, and I was happy to help out.
Oh, sounds good. So are you going to play some music for us? I'm ready. We're all ready. We're shaking
our
heads.
Is Jeremiah going to accompany me here for one of them?
Are you going to sing, too?
We're going to do an excerpt. Right?
Yes, we're going to give you a little...
Oh, okay, right, like we did the last time, where everybody had an excerpt from what they were doing.
Yes.
And Cece's going to pretend she's pushing buttons and doing things, right?
So the part we practiced or the whole one?
The one that we did this morning, okay. Or just now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
All righty. Why are you so mysterious?
Sweet mystery of life, at last I've found thee.
God?
Yes?
Why do you let such terrible things happen?
You know what bugs me. When there are huge disasters, like earthquakes and floods and hurricanes and tsunamis, and so many people die, they call them acts of God. Can you imagine that? Acts of God? That's as if I wanted them to happen. Me!
But I thought you were all-powerful.
Taste of
what, oh, okay, and that was it. I was waiting for something more.
Don't want to give it away. Tune in.
Yeah. But you know, I like that perspective. Like, why do they call them acts of God?
Yeah. Yeah. I've walked away. There's several lines in the play that just have stuck with me, and there's one where God says he's like tofu, and wherever you are, that's, you know, if you're Chinese, God would be short and chubby and I forget the other
inscrutable.
Word. Inscrutable. Inscrutable. If he were African, from Africa, he would be tall and thin and have a voice like James or Ray, or I mean Jones, not Ray, Jones. Or if he was from Minnesota, he'd be tall and blonde and
blue-eyed.
And blue-eyed. And that has just stuck with me. Mm-hmm. There are several other lines in the play that touch me.
Oh, good to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And are we going to get more music? Come on, Joanne.
I suppose.
Come on.
Come on, you
we
can do
it. We want a tango.
Are fogging up here, so I can't see this music very well.
That was fun.
And you also have to imagine these wonderful tango dancers.
Oh, yes.
We have Gil and
Alexis
are wonderful, and they do a tango.
So
it's part of the play.
Oh, that'd be fun to watch.
So
I love good dancing.
Gil teaches dance classes.
And what's Gil's last name?
Yamat.
Okay.
And the lady who is accompanying him on this dance, she is a speech pathologist. So she is really excited. She has lived in Argentina, so they are great. So you can't miss it.
Oh, that sounds like a little delight in the play.
Yes,
there.
You have to come and see it. It's
we won't tell you why they're going to be dancing.
The mystery.
There is a mystery around why they're dancing, but they do a wonderful job.
And then Ella's going to be doing her first debut on the stage.
Yeah, she's never.
You know, she's the lady that directs Isles Bells.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hang on a second.
Derek.
Derek, but okay, I was thinking of your other name, Cal. Cal. That's why I got stuck in my brain. So, Derek, have you been a lot of plays before?
So I've been in a few.
I mean, speaking of people that were new, because I don't.
I've actually been off the community scene for a couple years now. My last community play was It Happens Every Summer, directed by Jared Griffin. I was, oh my goodness, Clark. I forgot my name. I was a little receptionist there. But since then, I've been mostly in high school productions and competing on my high school drama team.
And he's won very big awards.
Oscars.
He's a senior in high school.
That'll be next. Got it.
Yeah, thank you, Cece. Yeah, I was going to say, and didn't that, but she was a high school kid, a senior.
Yes, yes, I'm a senior this year.
Got it. I got it. All right. So, Joanne, are you in any of these plays before? You don't act.
I did help Mary with a play many years ago. I had a little accordion spot in that as well.
You know, I didn't know you played accordion. How did you get into that?
Well, I learned when I was in grade school, and then I became a closet accordionist after that, and the Kodiak Russian Balalaika players brought me out.
Oh. Right, that makes sense then. Yeah, I love that closet accordion.
Yeah, you don't find those very often.
Are you an accordionist or accordion player? What's the phrase for that?
I said accordionist. I don't know, either works.
Yeah, cool. Do you play other instruments?
No, not really.
Mary's going to say something.
I was just going to say that the set is beautiful, and it was Clifford Gertz and Cecil Remy worked on the set, and Tammy Fogel and Joel Siminski, they helped with a beautiful mirror that's on the stage.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, because I'm really a dummy when it comes to, I really didn't do much in the arts. I fail in this totally. So, I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, no.
We get that deer in the headlights.
It eludes you just enough. Yes.
I need some inspiration, God. Tell me what I was going to say.
Technical. You were going to say something about the technical part.
Yeah. So you're building all... Why? Oh, I remember. The other play that you did, Aura, was... in one little spot.
Yeah.
And so this one is in a bigger spot.
It is.
And why is that?
Because we're doing it through the Fairwind Players.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. And so then that made me think of scenes and things. Online it said this is a one-act play. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean, a one-act play? And why does it have so much going on in one act?
That's what you'll have to come and see. No,
but what's an act?
It means it's a shorter play. It's not like a 2-hour, 3-hour play where they have intermission. So there's no intermission in this play.
Oh, is that all that means? One?
Yeah.
Yes. So it happens all kind of in the same time period. It's not set apart. One part happens during the day, one part happens at night.
Yeah.
Or we don't change the place where the play is happening. It all happens in one spot. In the same uninterrupted stretch of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, because I was always getting so confused because they have one act plays and then they have this piece and this scene and that scene is like, all right, so that makes sense, a one act play. I get smarter by the minute, you know? There's hope for Maggie.
There's lots to learn.
You learn, you know, if you learn one thing a day, it just expands your horizon.
Yeah.
My brain gets bigger all the time.
Hey, good.
The wonderful thing about this play is you get a little bit of music, little tango, and then of course you hear Doc singing in that beautiful strong voice that he has.
And then there's dancing. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah. So it's got everything. And
a full menu in one show.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah, do I call you Doc? Is
whatever's comfortable. I answer to both.
God.
Yeah, God works.
Can you pull the little mic over to you?
Days. Yeah, 2 days is all I can go by, God. But.
You've been in a lot. I mean, you've just done everything forever. why did you choose to be in this play?
Well, because Mary came in the clinic and said, could you be God? And I kind of stared at her like, what? And she said, I've got a play called Coffee with God. And it just made me smile. I thought that... It sounds like a great part, a great role, and it's neat. It's, you know, sometimes your role is a mixture, and sometimes it's kind of a standalone. And this is truly a all hands working together for, you know, a theme that makes you smile, is entertaining, and it only takes about an hour of your evening.
Okay, only an hour. That's not a very long play. But let me, since we're talking about time here, so Friday and Saturday, and we're here with some of the crew of Coffee with God, which is going to be performed this weekend, Friday and Saturday, beginning at 6:30.
No, the door.
I was going to catching myself. Thank you. Doors open at 6:30. The play itself begins at 7. Tickets are $12 at the door. And what else can I tell you?
Come see it.
Oh, that was good. That was good. That was Mary and Cece. That was not even planned, was it?
No.
No. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Go see it.
Coffee with God, written by
Cal Wagenheim.
Thank you.
Another Cal?
Mm. Oh, and by the way, the author, he's written many books, mm-hmm. and he's a professor at the University of Columbia. So, and he used to work for the New York Times. So he's got talent when he writes.
He knows.
A lovely play.
Oh, now then I was thinking of this play as well. Like when I was reading through it, I had trouble finding things online that talked about it. I mean, they talked about the technical stuff, but they didn't talk a lot about the play or what was the point in it. Do you know why he wrote it? You know, often they have a reason, something has inspired them, or I don't know. Did you find any material on that?
He didn't really say, no. Not even on his website, he doesn't really say.
I noticed it's got a lot of awards. What would we do without Google, right?
Yeah. There's a little Google in it.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't you, as God, come in? Are you the one with the computer?
Yeah, I come in. I come in, you know, it says I have a private account, you know, but I, in essence, it is Googling. And in that computer is detail on everyone in the world. And we punch up Cal here and just we talk over some of the moments of his life. And it's pretty entertaining.
And is that to give us the impression that he does this on a regular basis, goes around the world and has coffee mm-hmm. with different people?
In fact, he just shows up.
Yeah, he just shows up and checks. Yeah. He's checking in.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, so if you were checking in with me, what kinds of things would you say?
I'd scoot in and I would say, what's the next show here? Do you think I could help out a little bit? And then I would ask you about some of the things you've done that you would be surprised that I knew anything about, because maybe they were just solo, you by yourself things. And pretty soon there's an alliance, there's a trust, and there's a bond, and you ask me questions that you wouldn't ask anyone else.
I think if somebody did that to me, I'd think they were CIA or,
yes, exactly. You
know, I mean, they know everything, right? We are all interconnected in that, you know, online. People can find out all kinds of stuff about you. So I guess we should throw that out as a caution. Just because somebody walks up to you and pretends they're God doesn't mean that's who they are. They just Googled you and went through a court view to see what was going on with you.
Or you could be one of those, funny shows where they
reality
pull
show
pranks is this, on you or something.
Oh, right. What was that one that was?
I don't know.
Candid camera. Yeah, except you know. In fact, Cal thinks it's a reality show. He starts looking for
Where's
cameras. Where's the cameras? Is this
is
a joke?
Funny. Yeah, that is so on trend, isn't it?
Yes.
When was this play written?
A couple of years ago, in 2017.
Yeah, so it is modern. Yeah, yeah. Very. Mm-hmm. That would explain why it has so many of those references, like the camera and reality TV.
Blogging, even.
Yeah.
Blogging.
Blogging.
Blogging. Does God blog?
Yeah.
He Googles.
He Googles.
I thought you would be Google, you know? God would know everything. So we're coming up toward the end of the program here.
I think and she was going to end it with some music.
Joanne's going to play some more music.
I'll try it again, see if I can focus on this.
Oh, I'm
in
all
front
for
of
that.
Please come see it, and you'll have fun.
All right, Coffee with God. Doors open at 6:30 Friday and Saturday. Play starts at 7, $12 at the door. And we're going to love it. Yes, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, lots of fun.
It will be.
And remember, it's in the Drama Pod.
Drama Pod, yes,
sorry. Chelsea Wilson Drama Pod.
The Drama Pod. Okay, so Joanne Brody's going to take us out of here with some...
thank you, Maggie. Recording.
Oh, gosh, thank you all for coming. This was
Everybody
fun.
Put your rose in your mouth.
Thank you very much, Joanne. That was Joanne Brody on the accordion. You've been listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock. This is KMXT Kodiak.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.